Introducing today's contestants. A litigation attorney from Pasadena, California, Jason Lyon. A writer originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Cindy Ford. And our returning champion, a naval officer from Santa Clarita, California, Philip Howard, whose one day cash winnings totaled $23,000. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. There are two very important kinds of testing going on in America today. But I'm very happy to report that the only one you can pass online is the Jeopardy test. That's what Jason, Themby, and Philip took. And they're happy to be here today. If you'd like to be a contestant on Jeopardy, by all means, go to Jeopardy.com. You might be pleasantly surprised by the outcome. Philip, you get to pick first in this Jeopardy round as we go to work now with these categories. First off, war, American style, followed by big business news of the 2010s. Then the sisters' sisters, followed by clues from a 1960s Jeopardy home game. Then beastly reviews. And finally, aftermath. Each correct response will begin with M-A-T, but each correct response will come after the word math in the dictionary. Philip, start.
Let's do war for 200, please.
The battles of Bennington, Brandywine, and Saratoga all occurred in the same year during this war. Philip.
What is the Revolutionary War?
You're right.
War for four.
The USO was shut down in 1947, but was back in 1951 due to this conflict. Themby.
What is the Korean War?
Correct.
Sisters, sisters for 200.
As of 2020, these two sisters had won 12 Wimbledon singles titles between them. Themby.
Who are the Williams sisters?
Venus and Serena, yeah.
Sisters, sisters for 400, please.
Her brothers had 24 top 40 hits as a group. She had 39 on her own, and even her sister Rebe had one in 1984. Jason.
Who is Janet Jackson?
Yes.
Sisters, sisters for 600.
Last name of the twins whose retail biz is a billion-dollar brand. And, oh, yeah, they have a movie star sister. Philip.
Who are the Olsons?
Yes.
War for six.
Answer. Daily double. Early. Too early to get the daily double. You can risk up to 1,000, though you have but 800.
Let's risk 1,000, please.
All right. By a vote of 19-13, the Senate passed the declaration of war for what would be called this, also known as Mr. Madison's War.
What is the War of 1812?
Correct. That's it. You're at 1,800 now.
Let's do war for eight.
During the Spanish-American War, with no casualties, the USS Charleston took this Pacific island, today a U.S. possession. Philip.
What is Guam?
Right.
War for 1,000.
Well into 1941, this American hero was against the United States entering World War II, but he later flew 50 combat missions in the Pacific. And that would be Charles Lindbergh. Philip?
Sister, sisters for eight, please.
This sister of the Duchess of Cambridge was maid of honor at the royal wedding on April 29th, 2011. Philip?
Who is Pippa?
Pippa, yes.
Sisters for 1,000.
Last name of Dakota, far from the twilight of her career, and Elle, who gave us two maleficent performances. Philip?
Who is Fanning?
Fanning, correct.
Let's do beastly reviews for two.
The tropics are home to the common type of this lizard that feeds on fruits, leaves, and flowers. 4 out of 5 stars. Themby.
What is an iguana?
Correct.
Aftermath for 400, please.
A community's female leader. Themby.
What is a matron?
Matron, we'll accept that, or matriarch.
Okay. Aftermath, 600, please.
Ripeness. Themby.
What is maturity?
Maturity, yes.
I'll have aftermath, 800, please.
To enroll in a university. Philip.
What is matriculate?
That's the word.
Math for 1,000.
A rectangular numeric array in math. Philip.
What is a matrix?
Matrix is right, and that takes you up to 6,200. And we're going to take break number one right now. Jason Lyon is a litigation attorney who's working on something related to Jeopardy, and that is perfecting Johnny Gilbert's introduction. In what way? To help him, or to help us, or to help yourself?
It's a little different. Every night before I go to bed, I set up the coffee for the next morning, and I ask my smart speaker to play Jeopardy for the day. So I do the 12 questions for the day, and every day Johnny comes in with the introduction, and I try to nail it exactly with him and exactly with you. And now my whole family kind of takes it on.
Been a great influence in your family. Thembi Ford is a writer who is on to a special kind of project that I like. Tell us about that.
I'm trying to learn how to say thank you in as many languages as possible.
How many languages have you mastered so far?
I'm up to 11.
11.
But I'm basing it on necessity. So I can't just go learn how to say thank you in some language I can't use, yeah, or a place I haven't been. So I've been collecting them as I travel and also as I meet people in Los Angeles.
Okay, good for you. Philip Howard, we keep introducing you as a naval officer. What rank? How long have you been in?
I'm a commander in the United States Navy, and I went to the academy, so the common answer for that is all me bloomin' life, sir. Me mother was a mermaid, me father was King Neptune, and it goes on from there, ad nauseum.
You've got a better sense of humor than we realize. And you're in command of the board right now. Go ahead, make the selection for us.
I'll do Beastly Reviews for 400, please.
Including the weevil and the ladybug, there are 400,000 species of this insect type, more than any other animal on Earth. 5 out of 5 stars. Philip?
What are beetles?
Beetles, correct.
Reviews for 6.
This long-tailed, long-legged, agile primate of South America has an arachnid in its name. 2 out of 5 stars. Thembi?
What is a spider monkey?
Good.
Beastly Reviews 800.
Camels come in 2 main types, Bactrian and this variety, with both able to cross deserts with little or no water. 3 out of 5 stars. Jason.
What is a dromedary?
Right.
Beastly for 1,000.
Sometimes weighing 1 ton, the tiger type is only the 2nd biggest predatory species of this. So 4 out of 5 stars. Jason.
What is a shark?
Good.
Aftermath, 200.
An afternoon entertainment at the theater. Philip.
What is a matinee?
Yes.
Let's do 1960s Jeopardy for 2.
Astronomy. Only planet not named for Greek or Roman figure. Philip.
What is Earth?
Earth, yes.
Clues for 4.
Cops and robbers. Slang for police because they stick like lint. Thembi.
What is fuzz?
Fuzz, yes.
Jeopardy home game for 800.
Awards. Movie for which Brando won his Oscar. Jason.
What is on the waterfront?
That's the film.
Clues for 1,000.
Numbers. Unlucky way to light cigarettes. Philip.
What is the third in the line?
Third in the line?
Third off a flame.
Nope. Jason.
What is third on a match?
3 on a match. Yes, that's it.
Jeopardy for 600.
Time. Traditional bath and date night. Thembi.
What is Saturday?
Correct. Less than a minute.
Business news for 600.
In the longest strike there in half a century, 48,000 UAW workers walked off in 2019 at this company. Thembi.
What is Ford?
No. Jason or Philip? What is General Motors? Thembi, back to you.
Business news 800.
In 2012, this iconic 244-year-old reference company announced that its 2010 32-volume edition would be its last in print. Jason.
What is Encyclopedia Britannica?
Yes.
Big business for 1,000.
CEO John Stump said bye in 2016 after a fake account scam was uncovered at this bank. Thembi.
What is Wells Fargo?
Right.
400.
For the first time ever, in 2011, the credit rating for the U.S. was downgraded from AAA to AA+ by this financial information company. Company is Standard & Poor's. Now the last clue. In June of 2017, this online retailer agreed to buy Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. Jason.
What is Amazon?
Yes. And with that, you move to an even 5,000. Thembi, not that far behind. With 3,800, she goes first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
My blood pressure is borderline. New Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of ingredients. I'm taking charge with garlic.
Bembe's ready. If you're playing along at home, I hope you are also, because here come the categories for Double Jeopardy. We'll give you some latitude. The actor who said it. We'll deal with Russian opera. Self-help books, transportation, and finally, last words. And Thembi, pick.
The actor who said it. 400, please.
1976. You talking to me? Philip.
Who is Robert De Niro?
A Taxi Driver, correct.
Actor who said her, 800.
1999. I see dead people. Thembi.
Who is Haley Joel Osment?
Right, The Sixth Sense.
Actor who said it, 1200.
As Norman Bates, a boy's best friend is his mother. Jason.
Who is Anthony Perkins?
In Psycho.
Actor, 1600.
2012. That's my secret, Cap. I'm always angry. Philip.
Who is Mark Ruffalo?
In The Avengers, yes.
Actor for 2000.
In a Tarantino film. You know something, Yudovich? I think this just might be my masterpiece. That was Brad Pitt in Inglourious Basterds. Philip, back to you.
Let's try some latitude for 400.
France lays claim to a daily land, though at 66 degrees 30 minutes south, it's part of this continent. Philip.
What is Antarctica?
You got it.
Latitude for 8.
Sarah, clue please.
In Africa, the line of 10 degrees north latitude passes through 14 countries, from Guinea to this sovereign nation.
Philip.
What is Somalia?
Yes.
Latitude for 12.
The Admiralty Islands are part of Papua New Guinea. Admiralty Island at 57 degrees 44 minutes north, part of this state. State is Alaska. Back to you, Philip.
Latitude for 16.
If you know that this resort city and port on Mexico's west coast is at latitude 16 degrees 51 minutes north, you get the gold. It is Acapulco. Philip, go again.
Latitude for 2.
Circle the world at 45 degrees north, and you'll pass through Lake Huron and this shrinking sea of Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. Thembi.
What is the Caspian Sea?
No. Jason or Philip? Now you know it, and it's the Aral Sea. All right, we go back to Philip.
Let's try transportation for 4.
An iron horse was an old nickname for this type of transportation. Jason.
What's a wheelchair?
No. Philip.
What's a locomotive?
Locomotive, a train, yeah.
Transportation for 8.
Perhaps reminding you of Venice, it's the enclosed compartment attached to the underside of a blimp. Thembi.
What is a gondola?
Good.
Last words, 800.
This person who gives a goodbye speech is usually the top student in a graduating class. Jason.
Who is the valedictorian?
That's it.
Transportation for 12.
Here's a classic Eldorado from this brand that dates back to 1902. Philip.
What is Cadillac?
Yes.
Transportation for 16.
USS the Sullivan, seen here, is this type of warship. The life-size version doesn't have two holes as in the game Battleship. Thembi?
What is a battleship?
Nope. Philip.
What is a destroyer?
Correct.
Transportation for 2.
Let's go over some of the features of your A320 from this company. In 2019, it became the best-selling single-aisle airliner. Philip.
What is Airbus?
Airbus, yes.
Last words, 12.
If this fabric item is up, it's the beginning. Plural, it's certainly the end. Thembi.
What is a curtain?
Curtain. Good.
Last word, 1600.
This word describes the type of carpentry done, of course, last on a house. What is Finnish carpentry? Thembi?
2000, please. Last words.
The writers were getting funny. And you have just uncovered the Daily Double, and you're in third place. How much are you going to put at this?
2500.
All right. This term for the end of the line was once a god celebrated at the end of the Roman year. Thembi?
What is terminus?
Yes! Pulled it out of thin air. Way to go. Yes. Enjoy the moment. Go again.
Self-help book, 1600.
Buying a $50 item marked down to $10 isn't saving 40, it's spending 10, points out a book punningly titled Dollars and This. Jason.
What is sense?
Yes.
Self-help for 2000.
This author followed up a 1930s self-help bestseller with How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. And the author is Dale Carnegie. Back to you, Jason.
Self-help for 1200.
Stephen Covey's The Eighth Habit is a follow-up to this 1989 bestseller of Personal Change. Philip.
What are the seven habits of highly effective people?
Right.
Self-help for 8.
A 2019 book from this Indian-American author tells readers how to become meta-human. Thembi.
Who is Deepak Chopra.
Right.
Self-help 400.
This Latin word for I is the enemy, says author Ryan Holiday. Put goals ahead of personal acclaim. Thembi.
What is ego?
Ego, right you are.
Last word is 400.
If you jump to these final assessments, you've made a decision without all the facts. Jason.
What are conclusions?
Good, with less than a minute.
Russian opera for 2000.
Just before a duel in Tchaikovsky's opera about this Pushkin hero, the aria heard here is sung. And that is music from Eugene Onegin. Jason, back to you.
Russian opera for 400.
There are more than 60 different singing roles in Sergei Prokofiev's opera adaptation of this Tolstoy novel. Philip.
What is War and Peace?
Right.
Russian for 8.
Stalin walked out of Shostakovich's opera called This Ambitious Shakespeare Lady of the Mtsensk District. Jason.
Who is Lady Macbeth?
Right.
Russian opera for 12.
Sergei Rachmaninoff's Francesca da Rimini is based on a canto of this 14th century work. Philip.
What is the Divine Comedy?
The Divine Comedy. Inferno, yes. And now the last clue is yours. You have 17,200. You can see the scores.
I'll wager 1,000.
1,000 only? All right. This iconic insect theme was written by Rimsky-Korsakov as an interlude for the opera The Tale of Tsar Zoltan.
What is Flight of the Bumblebee?
You got it. And you're at 18,200. So all three of you are in it. And all three of you get to deal with this subject. Architecture. Good subject. Good clue also, right after the break.
Neglected properties, more than just an eyesore. Why are thousands of homes allowed to deteriorate and cause hazardous conditions? Fox 45 News demands answers from city leaders. Then, the latest on the condition of President Trump and coronavirus as he was transported to Walter Reed.
A jack-o'-lantern can be a pumpkin or one of these common fungi that has a similar orange color. What is a mushroom? Happy Geico Ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
A narrower category than is often the case in Final Jeopardy. Architecture. Players, here's your clue. Begun in the 1170s on former marshland, it has been called a perfect imperfection and a legendary mistake. 30 seconds. Good luck. I have a feeling we're going to end this week on a positive note. Thembi, we come to you first. What is the Leaning Tower of Pisa? Right you are. And you add 6,600, almost doubling your score, taking you up to 13,300. Let's go to your left to Jason Lyon. He had 9,400. We're looking for the Tower of Pisa. It's easy to find. It's leaning, and you've got it. And your wager, sir. 9,399. That moves you up to 18,799 and into the lead. Let's come to our champion, Philip. Leaning Tower of Pisa. Yes. Did he risk more than 600? 1,800. He did. He remains champion. He gets to come back next week. Picks up 20,000 today. Gives him a two-day total of 43,000, which sounds pretty good to me. Great game, players. Thank you so much. And thank you. So long. We'll see you Monday.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, celebrating 25 years of low rates and award-winning service.
When it comes to wireless, why pay for more than you need? For as low as $20 a month, you can get talk, text, and data from Consumer Cellular with no contract and award-winning customer service. Switch today and get our 30-day risk-free guarantee. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
Mesothelioma, it's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.